The Beaver Dam High School girls basketball team heads to Oshkosh North on a Thursday night for a Division II sectional semifinal with Cedarburg as we bring in head coach Tim Chase, a game you can listen to on 1430 WBEV and also watch on Daily Dodge TV presented by Columbus Family Dental, QBS Law, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Coach, you happy with how your team took care of business bringing home the regional championship last week?
Yeah, it was kind of the first step, you know, in this last part of the season. So, I thought we had a good week of practice. Thought we did some pretty good things on Saturday against Grafton, some things we definitely would like to improve on a little bit. But, we're definitely happy to advance because every week is a new challenge. Definitely happy to get on to sectionals.
You know, Coach, all games that get to the postseason are tough, but it feels like this year, the way that the bracket is unfolding, you know, the competition, I guess, it looks like, you know, you get maybe a little stiffer competition or teams that bring maybe a little something more to the table every round that you've gone through.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I would say the sectional bracket we have this week, for us at least, it's like a state tournament, really. Cedarburg's a top-notch team, and then with Notre Dame being on the other side. This very easily could be a state tournament week for us.
Now, Coach, Cedarburg's one of those teams. You've seen Cedarburg in the past before in the postseason, and this Cedarburg team looks just as good as some of those other squads have been, maybe even a little bit better.
It's a different kind of team. I know some of those previous teams have really relied on their size and size. It was an Allie Barber, who was a 6'5" kid who played volleyball down at Marquette. They always had some pretty solid guard play, but it was a lot of base on inside. This team's a little more based on their guard play, with Claire Diener kind of leading the way. So very, very talented team. I think she has over 1,500 career points, but they've got a couple other girls. Really that are talented guards and can score in a lot of different ways.
Well, Coach, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about in the past, but you have a bunch of people that are really committed to kind of helping you get looks at teams in the future, and you have a great scouting department, so you kind of know going in when you find out who your opponents are going to be in the postseason, you at least know a little bit, sometimes a lot, about your opponents, maybe even if you haven't played them.
Well, yeah, it's not quite as much scouting as we used to do. It's more of the live stream style that Daily Dodge and other places provide as well. So we don't have to quite hit the road quite as much as we used to, but we've been collecting quite a bit of information through the year. And, it's kind of, after you kind of get into a few weeks into the season, you start looking at who you think could possibly be down the road and try to collect a lot. But teams do change a lot during the year. So we do certainly try to focus on how teams have been playing probably the last 4 to 6 weeks and try to watch as much as we possibly can on what they've done during that time frame.
Coach, you mentioned Claire Diener. She's a Rockhurst recruit at a Division II school over in Kansas City. And is your last name Diener? Is she a shooter? Just how would you describe her game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, she's Tom's daughter. So, I mean, Coach at Vincent and over at Cedarburg. So, yeah, she's got total game. You leave her open, it's going in. 95% free throw shooter. I mean, you just don't see those kind of stats very often from high school kids. She's got the game. She's got all the skills in the world, and she's definitely somebody we've got to work. Reagan Paul, their point guard, shooting the threes at an unbelievably high percentage, and all their kids seem to have games where they're able to knock things down. So they got another really good player, Mary Strobel, who's averaging double digits for them. So it's definitely going to be a good challenge for us to how we're going to play them. So, we need to find ways to stop their top kids, and then we got to figure out what we got to do to be able to score.
Where have you seen your team get better here as you headed through the postseason and down the stretch? What do you like about your squad?
Well, I think it's just everything collectively. We really try to pride ourselves in playing good solid defense, and I feel like a lot of times we're giving up points because of our mistakes, but I feel like we are having a lot of possessions that are solid. Offensively, I'd say our biggest challenge all year has been just taking care of the ball. When we take care of the ball, we can be a very good team on offense. So that's our biggest things, and we're not perfect on either side of the ball, but we still have the ability to do a lot of things right, and that's kind of what I feel gives us a good chance this week. But if we don't do, aren't getting stops, and if we're turning over the ball too much, it'll be a pretty short week for us this week.
Well, Coach Tim Chase, I appreciate the time. I know you'll be talking with Mike Tronson again as you get ready for the game on Thursday night, but I appreciate the time, and good luck on the road trip up to Oshkosh.
Yep, thanks, Wade.